Let me ask you, Carol, when it started, was it a progressive thing? Did it start as verbal abuse?
Yes, it started, it was mostly with verbal, then it followed on by the physical side as well, because I could not understand what I had said, and it was basically straight from the verbal, then straight in with the physical as well.
When you say beaten as in physical
beating,
what exactly did you go through? Because I want to really know what exactly.
Right, when he beat me, it could either be a straight punch straight in the mouth or on the chin, and straight up, you know, sort of really sort of like a boxer's punch straight under me.
This is wisdom for women. We want to make sure that young girls, grown women, older women walk in wisdom. Look into that camera and speak to someone and tell them, if you see the signs, don't do it.
If you have got a partner that is already sort of treating you not as you would like, as a person, as an equal, then don't go through any relationship at all. No matter how much, if you put the deposit down ready for your wedding, just don't do it. Just look at the signs. If he's going to do it now, he will not change. No matter what people say, when you are married, it will change, it will get better. It does not get better. Just leave him alone. Go and find somebody else. He is not the person for you.
It progressed from verbal and then it got physical.
Yes.
Carol, I know that you eventually left this man from what you've told me, and you had to start a new life. And if you listen to Wisdom for Women, our message is not a message of divorce. Our message is to build. Our message is for unity. Our message is for stronger homes. But at what point did you decide enough is enough? I can't take this anymore.
Well, I was married for 7 years, and I thought, once you are married till death us do part. I took those vows, and that is what I vowed I would do. I would go through everything I could and try and change things. I moved different houses, tried different types of concepts to try and...
At the time some people told you, if you have a child, it will change.
That's
did
right.
It change?
And then I had a child. It did not change. It made it worse. Because basically my time was then being used with the child. And when I had my daughter, I had a cesarean, so I had to stay in hospital for 2 weeks. The day I came out, I came home, and he said, "Where is my dinner? I'm going up the pub." And I knew then it was not going to work. I had to work out things on my own. But because I was married, I stayed with him until it got to a point that I knew I was going to either have a nervous breakdown, or he was going to kill me. He was going to kill me, or injure me that much that I'd be so maimed. And I thought, no, I've got to get out.
Yeah, you told me the point when you. At what point did you make that decision?
I made that decision when he put a loaded shotgun in my mouth, and he said,
"I threatened to pull the trigger." So at that point, because it was now life-threatening,
that's right.
You had to take the decision.
I made the decision to run, and that is what I done. Because he, just before he put the loaded shotgun in my mouth, he pulled the telephone wire out of the wall. People next door knew what was going on. They tried to intervene, and he put the loaded shotgun in my mouth, and I said, "Pull the trigger. You will not kill me." And that is what I done.
Did you talk to anyone at the point, at the time you were going through this? Because I believe there are people who are going through things like this. Did you talk to anyone? Because were you carrying it on your own?
I was carrying it on my own, because I went to people for help. I went to my best friends. I even went to my mother-in-law and explained to her what was going on, and she said, "That is not my son. You made your bed, you lie on it." And nobody would believe me until right at the bitter end, when they did see the bruising and everything else, because I'd hidden everything from them. but people would not believe me. My best friends would not believe me. So if you've got somebody who says they are being beaten, please trust them. They need you.
Okay. What can you tell someone that is going through that presently? Because maybe the person is a Christian. Would you say they should just go out? I like to know. That's why I bring people who have gone through situations. Would you tell them just run out and tell everybody? Or what should be the process? What kind of process should they go through to make sure that they are helped? Because I believe that there is nobody that cannot change. I believe some people can change. Some might decide they don't want to change at all. So what is the process, you know, of restoration? What would you advise in this case?
In this case, because no matter, you know, some people will change. It's like my husband kept saying to me, I will change, I'm sorry, and this sort of thing. But it got to a point I knew that he wouldn't. And but if you have, like I say, got somebody who, a friend that says I'm, you know, being beaten, then that is what you need, is a friend. And if you are in the church, you need some church, your cell group, your pastor, or somebody. You must tell some, not the whole world, but you need to confide in one person, because you know what the jungle drums are like, and it then gets out of order, because you need to be able to confide in someone first to be able to get their help and this sort of thing.
Okay, so if you are a woman and you're going through such a thing, please don't bear it on your own. Don't keep assuming it's going to change. Talk to someone about it. But I hear in my spirit, what if I tell someone and he gets more violent because I've told someone? Still take the risk. Yeah. And that wise person, maybe your pastor, is now going to find a way to communicate to that person, and you can stand back. We've been saying prayer changes things, but you don't want a situation where you are hiding and nobody knows about it, and God forbid anything happens. I would say tell your pastor before you even tell the police. Talk to someone matured in your church before you tell the police, because that gets it even more complicated. And then you can take things in phases and in stages. But I believe by the time you're talking to your prophet, by the time you're talking to your man of God in confidence, something will change in Jesus' name. But you don't need to bear that pain alone. I want this audience to please stretch your hands towards the heavens. We're still talking to Carol, but I want us to pray for, because several people are watching. We want to pray for anyone who is in that situation right now, that they will not bear this pain alone, and that God will intervene in the situation. Yes. Father, we just honor you. We thank you for this opportunity to pray to you. The Bible says when we call upon you in the day of trouble, you are hearing us and you will answer us. And so we lift up that woman who is being battered, that lady who is in courtship presently and she's being battered. Lord, we pray for divine intervention. We lift up the men that are involved. We come against the spirit of violence. We rebuke that spirit of violence. We command you out in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal that home. Divine intervention. What the police cannot do, what a man cannot do for this marriage, Lord, intervene. And give your name glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we begin to wipe away the pain of that woman in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. Praise God. Carol, I'll ask you just one question and then we'll let you go. Thank you so much for coming up front to talk about your situation. I know you're married now, and you're remarried now, and for about how many years now?
4 years.
For about 4 years now. It took you that long. Why the gap? Because from what you've said, this is like 20-something years ago. Why was that? Why did you have that gap?
Because I didn't trust anybody. I carried the burden all this time. I couldn't tell anybody about what had gone on, even after I got divorced within 6 weeks, I could not tell anybody. But then when I did get divorced and I moved next door to my husband David now, but we were friends for 12 years before we actually became a relationship.
Praise God. And now you are saved and the Lord serving the Lord. So how have you healed from the hurt and the pain?
Yes, I have. Because you cannot have that burden inside you. You've got to let go, put it behind you. But by me telling people, I can then help them. But it's only because of David that he's able to, I can talk to him and he understood. And he married me for who I am, but not what I was and all what I was behind me.
God bless you, Carol.
Thank you very much
for coming to Wisdom for Women.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you.
One more time, we want to thank you for joining Wisdom for Women today. Thank you for letting me into your home to be a blessing to you. I tell you, it's such a joy. I'm always so excited to be on Wisdom for Women. Please keep telling your friends, keep telling your family members about Wisdom for Women and how it is blessing your life. I want to take this time to say a big, 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 big thank you to all our financial and prayer partners. You're a vital part of this ministry. You're a vital part of this work. Whenever a woman telephones, whenever a woman is blessed as a result of Wisdom for Women, you share a part of that victory. And when we get to heaven, when we get before the throne of grace, I'm sure someone is going to meet you and say, thank you for being a financial partner with Wisdom for Women, for being a prayer partner with Wisdom for Women. May the Lord bless you real good. I'm waiting to hear from you either by email or telephone. Your emails mean a lot to us. God bless you, and I'll see you next week on Wisdom for Women. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
When women pray, great things happen. Dear woman of God, I have stayed in the presence of God, and in His presence, I have known great peace, which I pray.